Eli Shield.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thou prepare by night, nor for the arrow that fleeth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at the noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh. Valley family, and those who are listening under the sound of my voice, only with thy eyes shall thy behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep Valerie family and those that sit on this.
Feed upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall thy trample under feet. I'm still getting feedback. Please turn your volume down. Because thou hast set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high. Because he has known my name, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you, God, for the blessed word of Psalms 91. And may God add a blessing to his word. Psalms 97, 1 through 5, and then verse 3 is our base scripture. The righteous reign of the Lord. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. Hallelujah. The fire before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Lord, I thank you for protection for Psalms 97 and Psalms 91. Hallelujah. That every demon and every demonic force and every satanic attack and every angel, imp, and whip, and even our flesh, hallelujah, that whatever's in the way, in the name of Jesus, have your way. I speak it, I decree it, and I declare it by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, everything that is not like you, I ask God that you may remove it from us and in the atmosphere and in 4523 and my new place where I'm going. And in the name of Jesus, everybody else, household that's on this line, cover them, even at our jobs, God. In the name of Jesus, even in the ministries that you have given us, even as we go in fellowship in the building because we are the church. Hallelujah. And don't forget the church, and that's us, God. The flesh needs to die daily, as Paul said in the Gospels. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. And we honor you, and it's in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to his powerful and awesome word. Amen. And now at this time, we're going to move forward. Dr. Tisha, I don't know if you're able to read. I would love for you to read Psalms 37 when you get a chance. Amen. And Brother Paris at this time is going to read Psalms 23. And Brother Paris, you may go forth.
Leadeth me beside the quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the dark valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. That is the blessed word of Psalms 23 in its entirety.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Paris. May God continue to bless and keep you. Amen and amen. So as we are moving forward, we thank the Lord for prayer and word because it changes everything. I want you to just ponder for a minute and think about the time that you got saved, the time that when your heart was beating for God and you first came to him. Hallelujah. It may be for some people now, some people years ago or whatever. But ponder on that for a moment. And as you're gathering yourself, your prayer request, something you want to thank God for, something that you want to say to the Lord on this morning, this is the time now. You may come forth. Any prayer requests, I need you to let me know why you are giving God the honor and the glory. Amen. We can, and I'm going to call again for prayer requests or whatever before we get off this broadcast. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give God a hand clap this morning, for he woke us up this morning with our minds steadfast on him. Hallelujah, somebody. We have been breathing his air. Hallelujah. His blood running through our veins. Hallelujah. The water, hallelujah, that is in his temple. Hallelujah, somebody. When you think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for you, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me. Hallelujah, somebody. What is your testimony like this morning? What did he bring you through this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What did he rescue you from this morning? Hallelujah. What did he keep you from doing on yesterday night? Hallelujah. Where you ain't had no business doing. Hallelujah. Because we serve a faithful God. Faithful in all his ways, loving in all his ways, kind in all his ways. Come on here. Speak and declare over your life this morning. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the moon at night. Thank you for the stars. Thank you for the trees. Thank you for the rodents. Thank you for your children. Thank you for the unsaved. Thank you for every trial and tribulation that I went through in my life that came to make me strong and draw nigh unto you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, God, for shoes. Thank you for water. Thank you for having a roof on top of my head. Thank you, God, for being the great I am, the Redeemer, the Holy One, the Anointed One, the Appointed One, the Chosen One. Hallelujah. Thank you for bearing the cross for me. He said, pick up your cross and follow me. Follow me. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than what we can ask or think. Hallelujah, somebody. We thank him for his blood. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for this too shall pass. In the matchless mighty name of Jesus. And that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ as though he's the best thing that we can ever have. Hallelujah, somebody. He is the best thing. God, let us continue to be servants, spreading the good news, spreading the gospel wherever you have us to go. That you are Lord of lords. You are King of kings. I thank you, God, for becoming joint heirs with you. Hallelujah, somebody. I remember when I got saved, God, and I gave my life fully to you back in 2006. Come on here. I was a wretch undone. You said our works are like filthy rags, God. You said, let our light shine that many men may see our good works that continue to glorify you, Heavenly Father. And we thank you on today, God. Thank you for touching our minds this morning, God. Thank you for touching our mouths, as you say, it's life and death in the power of the tongue, God. Thank you for orchestrating and leading and guiding us this morning and where, in the path of righteousness, knowing that everything that we went through in our lives was for your name's sake, God. We thank you, Father, for the fire of the Holy Ghost that reigns in each and every one of us. And God, that we are speaking with your power and your authority. Hallelujah. That people will follow the Christ in us and not us in the matchless mighty name of Yahweh. You are Jehovah Jireh El Provide, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah El Shaddai. Come on, somebody. You are Yahweh. Hallelujah. You're the Lord of lords. You are omniscient. You said we are the head and not what? The tail. Come on and help me today. He said, if any man likes wisdom, he says what? As a who? God himself. He is God and God alone, y'all. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Have you tasted him this morning? Hallelujah, somebody. Did you read this morning? Did you pray this morning? Hallelujah. Did you put on the forearm of God this morning? Did you anoint yourself from head to toe? Hallelujah, somebody. Let your enemies be scattered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let God arise. And let your enemies be scattered. What did he say he placed before you? Come on here. We thank you, God. Thank him. Thank you, God, for waking me up. Thank you, God, for giving me another chance. Because I really don't deserve it.
Hallelujah.
Let us learn how to forgive one another. Let us learn how to love one another. Let us learn how to pray ye for one another. Come on here, God. God, teach these vessels out here knowing how to address your people, dear Heavenly Father God. God, let them have your love, dear Heavenly God, that they will see you in them, in the mighty mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah,
release your glory. A fresh wind, God. A fresh oil. A fresh anointing, God. We thank you, Father. We're not out here to be seen, God, but we're out here to give the people you, Jesus. Whether or not they want to believe it or not, God, you are God. I know you are the one that created us. Your spirit is in everything in this world, even down to the trees. You say, in you, you have what? His being. Your own being. You didn't create your own self. If you create us, if man created us, we will be a mess. All talking alike, acting alike. Hallelujah. So we thank God for our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We thank God for our Father.
Yes, we do.
Let us go before the throne this morning. God said, examine yourself. Examine. Let a man examine himself. Daily, God. Take off us and put on you the whole armor of God, the shoes of the gospel of peace,
the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and what? The sword of the Spirit that continues to cut down every demon in hell in his imps and whips. That's why he kicked Satan himself in a third of the angels out. They're scattering down here below, hallelujah, because they can't scatter and be everywhere like God. They wish they could. Same way he created him, the same way he got rid of him and let him burn eternally. That's why he say, choose this day.
Who you will serve.
Who you going to serve? Wait a minute, Jesus.
I got to put y'all on my.
Choose this day.
Man.
Who you going to serve? Choose this day. When was the last time you told God, don't ask how long will check time on this season? Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We ask you, Holy Father, that you touch her mind, God, that she got to go forth. We got to go forth this afternoon to bring forth the words of your last seven things in the name of Jesus, God. God, let your power and your glory fall down in this place, even where Mother is, God.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
With her this morning, dear Heavenly Father, God. God, to prepare the meal that you will have for her mother and anybody else who you orchestrate and lead her to provide food to in the name of Jesus, God. Let it be a sweet peace in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, as we continue to be the obedient unto you, Heavenly Father, God. God, we can't do anything without you.
Hallelujah.
Every minute, every second, every hour, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that Heavenly Father to shine your light upon them this morning, God.
Yes.
God, that they will incline their ears to your dear Heavenly Father, God. God, that they may not continue to do things of their own will, but let your will be done in their lives in the name of Jesus, God. God, as you stated in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life, God. God, this afternoon, dear Heavenly Father, God. God, as you're right there at the altar and you're ready for your children to come
in,
dear Heavenly Father, hide them behind the veil, dear Heavenly Father, God. And you work through them and speak through them, dear Heavenly Father, God.
Hallelujah.
You want them to say, dear Heavenly Father, and not what they want to say in the name of Jesus. Hide them this morning in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus, God. God, when we go out there, Heavenly Father, in the highways, in the byways, be with Pastor Tamir and Jimmy and Nala and Yaku. Be with Janaya. Be with Martel and DeAsia. Hallelujah. Be with Mother Val's children. Be with Prophet Wanda and her children this morning, God. Hallelujah. Be with the homeless. Be with the Marines this morning, dear Heavenly Father. As they're going out there, Heavenly Father, God, to bury a loved one in the name of Jesus. God, let the people see you in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're asking, dear Heavenly Father, order our steps in your word this morning, God. God, we ask that you continue to be with Mother Kathy, God. God, that she is a new woman, a new creature in you, dear Heavenly Father. She don't ask the way that she used to, dear Heavenly Father, God. You're working on her, God. Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, God. You said, as for me and my husband, we're going to serve the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking, dear Heavenly Father, God. Hallelujah. Give us safe travel and mercy to and from our destinations on today, God. God, let us not go to the left or to the right, God, but let us continue to look forward. Be with Dr.
Archbishop Delaforce
and all of her
Glory God.
In the name of Jesus, yes.
Santiago Baptist Church, hallelujah, continue to be with all the churches around this nation, dear Heavenly Father God.
Yes,
so
we take our neighbors, North, East, South, and West,
Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the light. In the name of Jesus,
touch
his heart,
touch his mind, touch his
spirit,
Lord God. Dr. Massey. Hush Bishop, do you have something you want to thank God for? 37. Mm-hmm.
All right, it reads, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, but they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be found. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Mm, thank you, Toby.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Yeah,
thank you. Unto the Lord. Trust also in him. I'm in the story, God, but it's all right.
Hallelujah.
Not thank the Lord. And he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such a right conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bones shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be shamed in the evil times and in the days of famine.
Hallelujah.
They shall be satisfied, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lands. They shall consume into smoke, and shall they consume away. The wicked borrow and payeth not again, but the righteous show of mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and that be cursed of him shall be cut off.
Yes, thank you, God.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I've been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall fly. The wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked shall see it, I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I saw him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgression shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Save them because they trust in him. This is the reason of God's word. As we know, we never seen the righteous forsaken, and he never leave his seed begging for bread. So we thank God for who he is.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank him that he awares of Satan's devices. Amen. And how he prepares us for such a time as this. Hallelujah. To do and do things of his ways and not of our ways.
Yeah.
We thank you for in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen, and glory to God. Thank you, Dr. Tish. God bless you and keep you in safe traveling mercies. Dr. Massey? Okay, she's not ready yet. Pastor Tamia? Not yet. Dr. Tish, could you get pause that, pass it to me until I say, come on, 7 needs to be read, and maybe I'll save that. Wait a minute. 1 second, let me see if Pastor Tamia, come on, maybe she can maybe beat that, maybe. But if not, then you go forward. Dr. Massey, are you still here? Okay, so as we are moving forward until the rest of you come to our breathing exercise. A lot of times we don't breathe correctly, and we don't, most of the time, we don't take out the time. Timing is everything to breathe, amen. And with that being said, we're going to sit up with our feet flat to the floor, and you're going to do it 4 times, and you want to breathe. God be the glory. I thank the Lord. And as I was saying, we was doing our breathing exercise, so let us continue because we're right on point. And then it's done 4 times with your feet flat on the floor, because sometimes we really don't, you guys, take the time to breathe correctly. And this help calms you down. And if it's something God wants me to do each and every time, on divine expectation. So I want you to do this. All right, feet flat on the floor, and you're going to breathe into your nostrils, and you're going to exhale out. And I like to say breathe in whatever it is that they're trying to do, whatever. That's not like God. And exhale it right on out of your mouth. Amen. Okay, so number one, breathe in. Hold it, count to 3, 1, 2, 3, and exhale. Two, breathe in. Hold it, 1, 2, 3, and exhale. It's real important. It may seem like it's not insignificant, but it really is, you guys. Breathing is everything for your body. And a lot of times we don't even take out the time to breathe correctly. Okay, number 3, breathe in. Hold it, 1, 2, 3, and exhale. It not only gets oxygen to your brain, but in your lungs and everything else, and it's important. And as you see, when you take the time to breathe, it calms your nerves down. It calms your brain, because the brain does tell the body what to do. So it's okay. Great morning, everybody. To God be the glory for the great things that he will continue to do. And we're going to move forward. With Pastor Tamir, you ready yet? Amen for the 40-day.
Yes. Okay, I can pick up.
Sure. Well, you want me to? You want to wait till 11:15, maybe?
No, I can go ahead and grab the book. Yes, I can work. I can grab the book. I'm gonna do it before I start cooking. Amen.
Okay, no problem. How you doing this morning?
I am so good. God is so good. Everything
yes,
is good.
Yes, he is. I missed what you was trying to say to me yesterday. So when you get a chance, say and let me know, and I'm gonna show you some little things, the little shoes and a pocketbook.
Okay.
And bless me with for the WEDDING.
And it's coming.
Yeah.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Okay. So this one is a little short right here.
Hey, no problem. Come on.
Th-
This one is about, excuse me, I'm on the prayer line. We got Dr. Tish, and Dr. Tish, great game for what an awesome word and just now, and a powerful, powerful prayer.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God.
Amen, amen. Okay, so this one is about agreeing.
Agreeing.
So it says, one of the greatest dangers in the spiritual life is self-rejection. To grow beyond self-rejection, we must have the courage to listen to the voice calling of God's beloved sons and daughters and the determination. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. He woke. He got up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He didn't stay dead. He got up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. For our shame, for our iniquities. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Let me read that again. It says, Christ came to set you free from the bondage of shame, guilt, self-doubt, fear, and unworthiness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free in Galatians 5:1. My God. Paul wrote the Galatians. Oh, God. I feel that one. Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to stay on focus. God. Paul wrote the Galatians, instructing them to stand firm then and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
Yes.
Never again doubt that you are worthy, gifted, and highly valued. Self-rejection is the greatest enemy of your spiritual life because it contradicts the whole idea of being loved by God.
And
that the beloved of Christ.
Yes.
In the greatest love song ever written, the Song of Solomon, the lover prophetically depicted is Jesus himself, who is calling you his beloved, saying that he wants to see your face, he wants to hear your voice, and he wants to run with you on the mountaintops. God wants you to stop hiding and come openly and boldly to him. No more masks, no more pretending. No more on living in agreement with what God says about you. It's about being grateful for your past, believing that adversity introduces you to yourself. You can thank God in advance for your future because you know that he is always working all things out for your good. See Romans 8:28. Amen.
Romans 8:28, yes.
When I think of the goodness of
Jesus, yes.
My soul. My soul!
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
My soul.
Glory.
Yes. Thank God for saving me.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So Romans 8:28. Hallelujah. Yes. Keep on praising him. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Glory to God.
Yes,
Romans 8:28 from the King James.
Hamas Gajob, I don't know his name, I'm sorry. Fodor and Secretary General famously stated, for all that has been, thanks. For all that shall be, yes. You may be saying to yourself that this is all well and good for those whose lives are spotless and not subject to shortcomings and weaknesses. However, living authentically is not about gaining the approval of people, but of God who loves you just as you are. Trying to cover up the pain from your past and the corresponding feelings that get buried in your soul as a result will send you searching for a substitute evidence of your value. Basking in the applause of others for an amazing achievement provides only temporary relief, the effect of which quickly wears off, and soon you're looking for a new seat and another fix. Who would you be if all that were stripped away? Your soul has both limits and potentials that create a tension within which you must learn to live with. God doesn't expect flawlessness. A Parker Palmer put it, I'm sorry, as Parker Palmer put it, what a long time it can take to become the person who has always been, having love for you, regardless of your perceived imperfections. Brain researcher Dr. Caroline Leaf has seen the evidence of negative thinking, including unforgiveness on the brain. She writes that 87 to 95% of the illnesses that plague people today are a direct result of their thought life. Wow. Fear alone triggers more than 1,400 known physical and chemical responses and activates more than 30 different hormones. But where God's love is, there is no fear. It is cast out. You can't will away much of your life, but you can change how you think about it.
Yeah.
Ask God to free you of the yokes of the slavery in your mind. Start seeing yourself as God sees you. Hallelujah. He sees you as beautiful.
Yeah.
Not because of what you've done, but because of who you are, his beloved. In the Song of Solomon, Jesus said that you have ravished his heart. Let that sink deep in your soul today. What would I find in my own heart if the noise of the world were silenced? Who would I be? Who will I be? There's nothing more critical to the health of your thought life than your attitude. You heard it said that attitude determines altitude. Today I want to propose that it's an attitude of gratitude that determines the degree to which you will be able to live true to your authentic self. Characteristic number 22 is gratitude.
Yes, thank you.
You want to read this one? Number 22, gratitude. Remember to say the scriptures and let her read it.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody.
Praise the Lord. Jimmy.
Praise the Lord, Jimmy.
Yeah, so characteristic number 22 is gratitude. How grateful are you for who God, what unique role has God created you to fulfill? What has God set you apart to do that only you, being you, can do? Be grateful for where God has placed you, what he has you doing, when he has you doing it, and who has, in the unique expression of his own image, he's causing you to become. Serve the Lord your God with joyful of mind and heart in gratitude for the abundance of all with which he has blessed you. Let's read Deuteronomy 28:47.
28:47, Deuteronomy 1 second.
28:47.
28:47.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 28:47.
Yeah.
Serve not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just as you can never outbless God, you can never thank him enough either.
Amen.
What five strengths, abilities or talents about yourself are you grateful for? List five opportunities or outcomes that you have not yet experienced that you can preemptively be grateful for. Now you're building faith. Amen.
Amen.
Who are the people in your life you are especially grateful for? What can you do to make this known to them, and when? All that is wrong and not what you imagine it should be. Look for opportunities to be grateful and to show gratitude. Stay alert with your eyes wide open in gratitude. Let's read Colossians 4:2.
Colossians 4:2. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank God for the word.
Amen.
4:2, walk in wisdom. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Colossians 4:2.
Amen. Thank you so much for the word.
Amen.
The ungrateful heart, and as the magnet finds the iron, so it will find in every hour some heavenly blessings. That's word by Henry Ward Beecher. He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has. I thank Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has given them to do his work. He considered me trustworthy and appointed me to serve him. Let's refer to 1 Timothy 1 and 12.
1 Timothy 1 and 12. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for your word.
That will bring us to the end of day 22.
1 and 12?
1 and 12, yes.
God's mercy towards Paul. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, for he had counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. And this is the blessed reading of God's word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So that concludes for today. Yes. And I guess if I was to quickly expound on that, when it talks about agreeing, it seemed like what it was talking more about is, as we spoke on the last time about being your authentic self and who God created you to be, take out the shame, take out the guilt and all that stuff, because God has already forgiven us for those things, because that's why he sent his son. As we celebrate resurrection, in the resurrection season is him dying for our sins, so we no longer have to worry about the things of the past. We worry about now and how God sees us, not to worry about how other people sees us, knowing that because of Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, we are free. That means we can now be free in the physical, and we can be free in the spiritual, and we can be free in our minds. So we no longer have to worry about any of those things, because God is God that set us free. It's not people who set us free. It's not ourselves who set us free. It's because God has set us free. And we have to keep our mind stayed focused on him. And it also talks about your thinking. You know, like my mother uses, though they are. You know, you know, think positive about yourself. Think good about yourself, because God sees you as good. He sees you as beautiful, and that's how he created you to be. As the Bible also said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So we have to keep that in our minds. And then when it talks about gratitude, just overall being grateful, just being thankful, there are so many. And yes, all of our days will come where we will all pass away, but today he woke us up. You know, and he allowed us to have another day, even though we may not necessarily have what it is that we desire, but we are alive, we have food, we have friends, we have family, we have significant others, our children that love us. So we have something to be grateful for. You might not be in the situation that you want to be, but you are where God allowed you to be. You know, so just have been thankful. Like I said, I will sing praises unto the Lord. You know, we sing praises because he is good, because he is merciful, because he loves us. That's enough alone to be grateful for. Even if we have nothing, we have the love of God. We have God protecting and governing us. Amen. So if I could expound on that, that would be my word for that. Amen. And may God add a blessing to day 22. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. All the great things. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Pastor Tamia Yarbrough. God bless you. Hallelujah. May the love, peace, and joy and blessings and favor of God follow you all the days of your eternal life.
Glory
to God. Amen. Jesus. And we just thank you. Thank you, Brother Jimmy, for being obedient. I just thank the Lord. Thank you, Brother Paris, for being obedient. Thank you, Dr. Tish, for being obedient.
To God be the glory.
Yes, to God be the glory, Jimmy Jam.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes. I just thank the Lord because look how the unity, you look at the unity of God in us, you know, in spite of problems that try to arise. The unity
and the love that conquers the world and love that covers a multitude of sins always outweigh. And I can guarantee it to you. You have your good and your bad verses. And you look at what your bad does, but that good, I don't care if it's just one thing in there. Or it may not be something in there, but somebody got something good to say, because God, to God be the glory. He does great things. Hallelujah. And he never sleeps nor slumber. He never sees us fail. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so this is what he does. Even though we may fall, glory to God. Hallelujah. Such man falleth what? Seven times. And what he do when we have to get back up? Hallelujah.
Yes.
So now is your time to get back up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Get back and walk and talk and do and be and the things of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The time is now, you know. Glory to God. Because we are able to be who we are. Hallelujah. The
Hallelujah.
God, yes. The glory, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's our teacher, the Spirit of God, our
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Abba, the Father. That's
yes.
what Abba means, our Father.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Elohim, the strong creator. God's power and might. Come on,
yes.
somebody. Jehovah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am. Yes, yes,
yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Lord Master. Glory to God.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Jesus' name, y'all. Come on and call him out.
Yes,
Elion. Hallelujah. The Most High
yes,
God. Hallelujah. He said high and he looked low because that's
yes.
our God. El Shaddai. Lord God Almighty. Nobody but our God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide for you and you and you and me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jehovah Nisi, hallelujah. Lord, my banner and victory. Hallelujah, yes. This is our God. Jehovah Mekashim, hallelujah. The Lord sanctifies you and me. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Jehovah Ra, hallelujah. The Lord that heals. The Lord healeth thee. And even according to Isaiah 53, 4 through 5, and Psalms 103, 1 through 4, in the name of Jesus. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. That's our host, y'all. Glory to God. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. He's the God of peace. Hallelujah. Love. Hallelujah. And
hallelujah.
Of joy. Hallelujah. Even in our long suffering, he will keep you in perfect peace with your mind stayed on him. Meekness, mildness, temperance, faith, and patience. What more better can you ask for? Glory, hallelujah, to our God. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shammah, hallelujah. The Lord is there. That means he's present wherever you are when you carry him with you. Glory to God. Jehovah Tiskanu, hallelujah, the Lord of righteousness, hallelujah, God, no one
supposed to be on your hand.
For him, glory,
your
glory breath. To God, Jehovah Selah, the Lord our rock, he is our rock and our salvation, glory to God, hallelujah, don't you let a rock cry out before him, Lord, you, glory to God, hallelujah, Yeshua, I love this name, hallelujah, Yeshua, deliverer and the Savior of the world. Glory, 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 glory. This is our God. Hallelujah. And they also call him the Good Shepherd. Hallelujah. Yes, he shepherds us, Lord, and he helps us because we are the sheep, you know. Glory to God. And Savior, he came to save the world, not to condemn it. Glory, glory, glory. And then the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Lift up your hand, come on, somebody, holy hand,
yes.
Be lifted up to our everlasting God and the King.
Yes,
glory shall, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I magnify your
morning. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Yes,
my mind.
Yes,
my heart.
Yes.
My soul belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
You paid the price for me.
Pay
that for Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My mind, my heart, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thanks be unto God who's able to keep us from falling. Lord, we just thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, God, hallelujah, as you've risen on the third day with all power in your hands. God, for your daughter, Pastor Tamir, and her, and your son, Jimmy, in the name of Jesus, and her children, Lala and Yaku, in the name of Jesus, God. God, as you say that, as for all of our houses, we're going to serve the Lord. You are our shepherd in the name of Jesus, and we don't have someone in the name of Jesus. God, if we did anything that was disheartening to you or displeasing to you, this morning we say we repent. God, please forgive us and have mercy on our souls this morning, God. God, I'm pouring out to you this morning, Heavenly Father, God. God, as you enter me out, God, you're filling me up with you in the name of Jesus, God. God, to go forth to bring forth the word that Heavenly Father, that you had given me today to teach about, which is about forgiveness, dear Heavenly Father, God.
Yes.
Some people have a hard time forgiving others, God, but God, as you forgive us, God, we have to do what your commandments say is to forgive others, dear Heavenly Father. And you also tell us to love them, dear Heavenly Father. God, we just thank you, saying, if you say that you keep, if you say you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you say you love me and you do not keep my commandments, you are a liar. In the name of, you hate your brother, and you are a liar. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear Heavenly Father, God. God, you say, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. In the name of Jesus, God, thou shalt not put any other gods before you. God, that we should not make other things, idols, such as people, places, and things. In the name of Jesus, because God, you are the truth, the way, in the light. In the name of Jesus, there's nobody like you. Hallelujah. We thank you for being our creator. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You run the dust of the ground. You created man. Hallelujah. Then you said, let me help him with a help me. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, that you gave the order to Adam. Hallelujah. You gave him when you told him them as they go to the garden to eat, and the only thing that you told them to is to plant it and keep it. In the name of God, we thank you that you are a God of decency, and you do things in decency and in order. In the name Jesus, there's nothing out of order about you. It's out of order in us, God. But we thank you, God, as you continue to put us in order with you, God. God, we thank you, God. You say you chastise those whom you love, God. You love us so much, God. Hallelujah. We did some things to hurt your heart, to hurt your feelings, God. God, you even allowed the enemy to come, the devil, to do what he did. But we was like Job, but we still trusted you in the midst of it all, God. God, that we love something from our mistakes, God. God, we thank you, God, that wisdom and knowledge only comes through you. Hallelujah. You're full of love. You're full of joy. You're full of faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. This day we're searching after you, Lord. So I've been running.
I've been running for Jesus all of my life. I'm running for you, Lord. Let us put the bottle down. Let us put the cigarettes down. Let's put in the things of you, God, which is the word. God, you are the word by yourself, as you say in John 1:1. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. You are the good shepherd. Hallelujah. And you will not allow your sheep to, you say you got 99 sheep. It may be one that stray away, but God, we thank you, God, that you get us back home. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God, continue to search our temples on today, dear Heavenly Father God. Wash us with yourself. Clean us up with yourself and make us white as snow today, God. God, that when people see us, they will see you in us in the name of Jesus, God. They will see no form of godliness denying the power thereof in the name of Jesus, but they will see the fire of the Holy Ghost that reigns inside of us. Jesus, you reign, and you reign forever. Your name is omniscient. Your name is powerful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. You are marvelous. You are wonderful. Yeah. And wonderful is thy name. Hallelujah, God. When you think of the old hymns, dear Heavenly Father, God. God, all we had to do, hallelujah, the mothers of the church, they didn't even have your Holy Spirit today. God, we thank you for the fresh anointing, the fresh oil on our lives today, God. God, as we will go out throughout the world to spread the gospel, hallelujah, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on here, somebody. Help me praise our King. Hallelujah. Our ruler. Hallelujah. He's the ruler over all rulers. Hallelujah. He is in charge of this whole universe.
Yes.
All power comes through him. From him. He is almighty and powerful.
Yes. Thank you, God.
There is nothing that he will withhold from you. He said, I will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. He tells us in Philippians 4:8, think of those things that are just pure and of a good report. He is of a good report. Amen. He is our doctor. Hallelujah. Somebody, he is the counselor. Hallelujah. He's a mother, a father, a sister. He's a best friend when he called you beloved.
Yes.
When he calls you friend,
yes.
When he calls you, he says, my daughter, my son. When he calls you son, Jimmy, God, that's something. Jimmy, that's a good thing when he says, my son.
Yes.
Come on here, my daughter. What is too hard for you? Because there ain't nothing too hard for me. As we stand in your presence, Lord, that secret place, that holy place, oh Lord, you're taking us to a higher place. Thank you, oh Lord, as we continue to do what thus says.
Yes, God.
Worthy. Worthy of the Lamb. The Lamb that was slain for you and I.
Yes.
He's the Lamb.
Done?
Lamb. Hallelujah. God's only begotten Son. He said, you only beg you can come through to me and through the Father. In myself.
I'll do one more.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have your way, God. Incline our ears to your voice. Open our eyes so that we can not only see physically, but spiritually, especially our mental. Let them not get caught up with Satan's devices. Let them turn away from sin. Not continue to do things to sin.
Yeah, you
thank you.
You do that in the green.
Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father. We thank you, Father. Oh, blessed be the rock. About salvation.
Limited.
Upon my house.
Yes.
I'm going to build his house in his church.
Amen.
Upon that rock. Hallelujah. We thank you as we put on the full armor of God. We thank you for your touch this morning, God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As we come on one accord. Thank you, Father. As we put on the full armor of God to withstand the wiles of the devil, we walk on scorpions' heads and warlocks. The devil is still defeated. And we give our Father the highest praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna be on here, y'all, but I gotta get ready to go home so that I can get ready for to speak at 2:30. We supposed to start at 3:00, but we gotta be there at 2:30. Everybody's getting their hair done, but we thank God for His presence.
Amen.
Thank His presence. This played that worship music. God said, anointing fall. That's all that came upon my spirit. Anointing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, the name of God. We
thank
you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We continue to move forward. We thank the Lord for everything. What an awesome God that just transpired because of His love and all. I thank God for all of you for participating for God's namesake. Amen. What a powerful and awesome and mighty God that we serve. The Word is always so good. The Lord gives us, and we just thank the Lord. Dr. Massey, are you here yet? So what I'm going to do is read Psalms 27, and then I'm going to pray. Any prayer requests, anybody? And I want to pray for us, anybody that have any prayer requests. Any praise reports, anything you want to thank God for? Let me know if y'all do. Amen. To God be the glory. I just want to, I'm going to read Psalms 27, and then I'm going to read also the word for today as well, which is coming. I'm getting ready to do that at 12 noon, but for right now, morning prayer. And so we're going to have Psalms 27 and Matthew 25 and 23. Thank God for that. Amen. So Psalms 27. And this is our base scriptures that I always read. It keeps us in protection and keep us also in line with the Word of God and the things that God wants us to continue to be under one accord with. Amen. And we thank God. Hallelujah. My heart shall not fear, Psalms 27, the Psalms of David. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? That's a question. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid of? Glory to God. That's another question. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war
shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Thank you, God. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Round about me, therefore, will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelly. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And this is the blessed reading of Psalms 27 from the King James Version. Hallelujah. In the Psalms of David. And may God add a blessing to his word. And then Matthew 25:23. We thank the Lord. And this is the King James Version. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And this is the blessed reading of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So as we are moving forward, I'm going to pray for all of us, since no one have any prayer requests or praise reports at the time. So I'm just going to pray for all of us, and then I'm going to come back.
I have a prayer request.
Oh, amen. Because I kept saying it, I didn't hear you. So no problem. Amen.
I was listening today. I just want to pray and praise God before. I just want to greet each and every one that's here today on the Sabbath and also this holy season as we're celebrating the resurrection Saturday. Amen. We're moving to Resurrection Sunday and Resurrection Monday. We thank God for this time. But I just want to just praise God and ask for a prayer request that which God has given to me, I shared with you, Dr. Seabury, and Paris was the first one to hear, but the Lord has allowed me to discover something there in Baltimore, as well as Laurel, Maryland, and it's concerning real estate. You guys know that I've been doing real estate since I was 15, so for God to give me this gift that I can then give to the people of God, an edifice, it's just amazing. So it is my prayer. My request is that we reach out to 1,500,000 individuals, by text, by email, by call out, knocking on doors with the flyers that I have Dr. Joseph Evangelist Healing to create a flyer and mail distribution, just to ask for $55.95. As we will use this money that's coming in, it's a total of $7 million to raise, and we'll be able to buy this edifice, amen, for the Mike King Service Radio and Television Broadcast and Network, and, for the ministry to go forward, our food distribution and everything, you name it, from creating theater stuff to, you know, singers, dancers, everyone will be able to just have a place that, that we can call our own. We have the virtual community. I know about that. We'll continue with that. But that's my prayer request to everybody that would contribute. I actually am going to give back to each person who does allow this massive building fund that they will get back. The $55.95 that they put in and 18% return on their investment. That's like another $10. So we'll be able to pay them back. So that, you know, what I like how Abraham did things. He, you know, he always paid for the land that he purchased and acquired. And he, you know, they loved him, but he always wanted to pay back to them, you know, the, whatever they want. So that no one can say that it was them that made us rich. Amen. And that's what Abram, I like that posture. So that my prayer request that everyone will join in to help me with this fundraising project. And for them even doing the contribution, I will be given my book, The Book of Love, that I've written, oh God, over 10 years ago or more, along with how to acquire, you know, your own apartment complex or real estate. You know, it'll be actual step-by-step instructions on how you two can do this. And without being, you know, licensed or having a broker or anything, but just, you know, that will be that. And the other part of the Book of Love is from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, how you can be healed. All the things that I've created with herbs and God has enlightened me. So they'll get that as a free ebook once they contribute. They'll get that ebook and hopefully they'll use the herbs and the spices and the natural herbal remedies to heal their body, and their eyes, and brand new eyesight, you know, all of that, everything, heal. Yeah, so I'll be giving that out away. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Thank you for this, giving me this time to ask for this prayer request and praise. We're going to do this, ladies and gentlemen. The church that I found is in Baltimore area, and the apartment complex we'll be buying is in Laurel, Maryland, the first one. And we'll be acquiring that with those monies that comes in. Amen. That's it. Thank you. Back to you.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he continues to do. Looking forward to working together with that as God move us forward. To God be the glory. Did you ever get the address and everything, Dr. Massey, so when I'm praying, I could pray specifically for the address?
I'll give that once I did the contract. Once I have the contract signed, I'll give that out. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I have both contracts signed. I'll give it out.
Amen. So let us go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come as we repent and ask for forgiveness for any word, thought, or deed, sins known and unknown. Please forgive us. Lord, we come first of all thanking you for all things that you have done and all things that you continue to do. Lord, I pray that you will come and be here with us, Lord God. You say when two or more gather, you are in the midst. Hallelujah. And I know that you hear, God. Thank you, hallelujah, for everything that already has transpired. Thank you for all that are here, Dr. Tish, Pastor Jamia, Brother Paris, Dr. Amasi, myself, hallelujah, and you, God. Thank you so much, hallelujah, and Brother Jimmy, in the name of Jesus, Yaku and Lala, and I just thank the Lord, hallelujah, for it all. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. And as we come in agreement, Lord God. You said in your word, hallelujah, that we are to speak a thing and decree a thing and declare it and also believe by faith that it already is. So here we are, Lord God, asking on behalf of that Archbishop Amasi, hallelujah, and this project that we need a 1,000,000 people to sign up to give the $55.95 to help this project go through. Hallelujah.
We thank you, and I pray for the fundraising, Lord God. Give more ideas and give more incentives, Lord God, that they will, the people will come. Lord, we need you to do the increase like never before. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that in the ministry we can have this building to do what thus saith the Lord. We can have the worship and all that we need. We can have the things that we continue to do, Lord God. And in the total of 7 million people, Lord God, of giving, what can we could get this done, and we can be a blessing to the community, Lord God, not only seeing her vision, but we see all of our vision that is here and that can be done, Lord God, and utilized in this building, Lord God. And what I like is because of the freedom that you have given us in your will, hallelujah, to do the things that you have called us to do. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, I pray they will come like a domino effect. Let them come like running water as we share with people on social media and all the social medias of YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, MySpace, and all of those stuff, Lord God, and then through emails and of all kinds in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and I just thank you, even by word of mouth, that spread like a wildflower, Lord God. So allow this to come to pass, Lord God. I come with expectancy, with divine expectations, expecting in the name of Jesus that even the apartment complex of Lower Maryland, Lord God, will be able to be done and we can move forward in the name of Jesus with that, Lord God, and continue to do and to be by your Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy. What a mighty and awesome God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for just for who you are. You are worthy. What a mighty and awesome God. Thank you, Lord, for everything. You are worthy. So, Lord, even for the virtual part of this, Lord God, let every social media, cameras, all the things that we need, you said in your word, we have not because we ask not, grown asking, Lord God, that you will open the door according to Matthew 7:7-8, hallelujah, that we will seek you, hallelujah. First, we got to ask you. Like you said, ask. You have not because you ask not. Hallelujah. And as we ask, then we seek you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then as we seek you, Lord God, we'll knock on the door so that you can open it, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for those who ask, it shall be given. For those who seek you, they shall find. For those who knock, the door shall be open. Even according to John 15:7, you say that you abide in me and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you desire and it shall be done. Glory to God. And John 14:14 and Matthew 18:18-20, and I'm paraphrasing, it says, and I'm using the main word here, one of them, whosoever asks in my name, not in Valerie's name, not in Dr. Amasi's name, not in Pastor Tamia's name, not in Dr. Tish's name, not in Brother Perr's name, not in Brother Jimmy's name, but you said, if you ask my name, hallelujah, Jesus, thank you, God, it shall be done. So, Lord, we come with divine expectations in the name of Jesus, expecting for it to be done. Glory to God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your righteous and holy name. Now, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We pray for her book to be blessed. Hallelujah. Of love, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, all the herbs and everything that you have given her, a plethora of stuff, even in the real estate, Lord God. Hallelujah. Community, that you will continue to open the door, hallelujah, that there's the gifts that will be given for people who come and cheerfully given their $55.95. And anything that I can help with, Lord God, in the name of Jesus to help advance your kingdom, because you got mine, and that's not a problem. I thank you, God, as you lead us and guide us. Get ready, because I know, Lord God, you will see fit. Hallelujah. Lord, open the door for every broker, every lender. Hallelujah, that everything that she needs will be there, for all the grants and everything to help build it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, let it be graciously given, Lord God. Hallelujah, even to the workers who are going to do the work in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, they will get their monies and get paid and be satisfied. Lord, I speak it, I decree it, and I declare it. Nothing but a smooth transition from the very beginning to the very end, till everything from the top of the roof to the bottom of the bottom layer of the basement or whatever is completely fixed. The water in the name of Jesus is running well, like it's supposed to, hot and cold. The kitchen will be fixed up, hallelujah, so it can be ready to go, hallelujah. So the sanctuary itself will be always ready in the name of Jesus to go, so that we can worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even the bathrooms will be fixed up, hallelujah, and modernized, Lord God, so that we can be able to have blower fans or whatever, and some white paper towels, however you see fit, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and honor you. And the floors will be fixed, hallelujah, with marble and whatever else that you have, or carpet, however you see fit for your people, God. Glory, Lord. I'm excited. I pray in the name of Jesus now. Lord, prepare the area, Lord God, the whole entire community in the name of Jesus, that they will be acceptable and receivable in your eyesight, God. Hallelujah. Purge every heart, mind, spirit, soul, and body, no matter what they believe in, Lord God. But, Lord, allow them to hear what thus saith the Lord in the name of Jesus, and they will be acceptable and receivable in your sight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch every heart, mind, spirit, soul, and body, every family member, hallelujah, even the atheist, even the Islamic, even the Catholic, even the Jews, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, in the name of Jesus, the ones that believe in the free spirits and all of that, the Illuminati ones, Lord, the gangbangers of all kinds, the Blood, the Crips, the Barbie doll gangs, and whatever names I can't even call, you know who they are. Purge and pierce. Karabashirada bullshit. In the name of Jesus. So, why, hallelujah, they must come before it's too late. The Lord help. So I'm asking in Jesus' name, and that while we are yet moving forward in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare by your spirit that they are hers. The building will become hers. And Lord, and that you provide the fundings and the grant to get it done to the capacity that we can open and go forth. Hallelujah. Because I was looking for a building myself, and basically so was Pastor Tamir, then Tish, and Lord, as you provide, amen, hallelujah, the operations are here. I thank you. Hallelujah. And then what you have already given us in ministry, that we can work outside from the building, and you've given Pastor Tamir a plethora of things. You've given Dr. Tish, that's our T-shirt person right there, for all the T-shirts or whatever we may need. Hallelujah. And Dr. Masi, what she already has as far as a broker herself, as far as a real estate, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, God. Hallelujah. And then we just thank you for all the things that you have done and going to do. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. And as we go live and do the broadcastings all over each social media, Lord God, even with the YouTube and the
the Zooms and all of that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come with divine expectations, expecting, and we thank you for it. Glory to God. And all these things I ask, as we touch and agree by faith, hallelujah, that it already is from the spirit realm to the supernatural and then to the natural. We thank you for it in advance. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We come with divine expectations for your blessings. Amen. And glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Divine expectations. Yes, Lord, have your way. Hallelujah, have your way. Allow the doors to open, Lord God. And the ones that need to be shut, you already know to shut them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We honor you, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for prayers. Thank you for all that has transpired. We thank you for Ecclesiastes, hallelujah, 3:1, placed under the heaven for everything. I'm paraphrasing. Hallelujah. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Dr. Massey, Pastor Tamir, Dr. Tish, Brother Paris, Brother Jimmy, all of you. Because God has given each one of us a plethora of things to do. Let us unify the body and go out and do them. Hallelujah. And then we could come back together and fellowship and tell somebody the good news. After the good news, then we could tell them how God brought us as a unified body and we came together under one accord to get this project done. But as we're getting that done, to help God's house, amen. Watch God. The Holy Spirit just dropped it in my spirit. Watch God. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch him. Anybody here? That's not the, okay. Amen. Watch God. You say, watch God.
Amen. Watch God. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm expecting, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. And as God allowed me, hallelujah, that's why God had to keep me in order with giving because I've been a gave to everybody. That's how I am. I really am a cheerful giver. But he knows my heart, so we know we have to, as he helps us, you'd be led by the Spirit and you give as a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And it comes back, like he said, pressed down and shaken up and what we expect in some time and money. But it'll be in his glory. It'll be, hallelujah, and things that he needs to get order in our lives and or your marriages or your businesses, you know, he'll get back. Ministry that he needs us to do is start flourishing. Hallelujah. Amen. I just thank the Lord. I come with divine expectations. I'm already believe that God has done it. We're just waiting for the manifestation. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're waiting for the manifestation. Hallelujah. Of the building and all the stuff that God has given each and every one of you. Pastor Tamir, Brother Paris. Hallelujah. Brother Jimmy. Hallelujah, Dr. Tish and Dr. Massey and you and your husband as well. Amen. Well, to God be the glory. God be the glory. So we are in agreement. I'm Dr. Massey, and we just thank the Lord for you. And it's done. You got the buildings. We just
amen. Amen. Glory.
Glory to God. We thank the Lord. So we just keep moving forward. So I'll give that to you in another week or so. So just stand by. I thank the Lord because when people come, and I've helped people in many years, and I thought even just for the timing
that I helped in the past has had to remind me, don't you take it for lightly because of what you did as a servant. Come on, it's written in his word, as a servant you come to serve like Jesus did. God is going to bless it. He has no other choice but to, because you came to serve like Jesus did. Amen. Wasn't expecting, but even in that, a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. We had such an awesome time, and the powerfulness of our fasting of 40 days with Pastor Tamir, then with Dr. Tish, and then with Paris and Dr. Massey and myself. Hallelujah. And now, hallelujah, that we are here, let us go to Psalm 22, but also I gave you the word with Matthew 25, 23. I'm going to go there first, and then I'm going to come back to Psalms 42, and then that's it. I'm just going to reiterate this, hallelujah, that God has given me. And so I just thank him. Hold up. Yes, I just thank the Lord for the word, Matthew 23. So I could just expound on that some. And we just thank the Lord for that. Because Matthew was the writer of this chapter, all these chapters here. We thank God because he's getting ready for the scene of Christ to come on, and then his crucifixion and all of that. And then Matthew was a tax collector. Yeah. Yes, he was. He was a tax collector, and he say it again. Yeah. And he this is the first book of the New Testament. And I thank the Lord because they come with the new stuff on point with what God has given them to do. Hallelujah. And Matthew, in this book of gospel, it started with the gospel. That's why Paul talked about all of this. Hallelujah. And he helped the generation of Jesus, really his genealogy. Yes. And the gospel was written for a strong Jewish time, and we're going to just say in this perspective, because the Jews is part of our descendants. They are brothers and sisters as well. And they wanted to, the whole book is about preparing for Jesus the Messiah, basically, to sum it up. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord for this because Matthew wrote these books. And he had to give us understanding because we had to know how, again, just like the whole Psalms is how we relate to God. And I'm going to come back to Psalms 42, and you're going to see why. Okay? So Matthew wrote about the gospel in order to preserve for our witness and the testimony about the ministry of Jesus. So now Jesus' ministry started in his 30s. And look at us. When we first got knocked on the door, when Jesus was telling us to come, we didn't want to come. We was young. We didn't know. Not even with myself, I didn't know nothing about nothing. I was just a young party little girl. My mom was on a very professional level, but it wasn't like internationally global, but it was local. But he gave me just enough so that I wouldn't be lured in by the enemy. You see how God do with his saving grace. Come on. When you call by him and chosen. Amen. Hallelujah. So with that being said, he knows already. So Matthew had to put emphasis on this this gospel about the truth of God for him being Jesus come as the Messiah, because a lot of us, or at that time, they didn't understand sometime in the early church like we don't like today. They don't. Some people don't even want to accept that he's even God. That's how messed up in the mind. And that's why even on the cross, you know, when he cried out to the Father, when he came to Jesus, and so that we can understand all humanity, that's why God used his son. Because thought had no sin. So he was so gracious that he gave his why did he come from the beginning and what was the whole purpose of him coming? Again, to save the world, not to condemn it, right? Amen. And to save us, because Jesus was no sin. And even I hear people talk about, well, Jesus had a girlfriend or whatever. Just type some say people really are. Come on, I never known. And maybe some books are written out there, you know, that I haven't. There's a lot that I don't know. And there's a lot that I haven't read. But it's okay. I'm reading what I need to read as I'm led by the Spirit, and God will reveal all his mysteries as you grow and develop in him. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Then the second reason was Jesus is the new Abraham and the founder of the new spiritual things that we need, hallelujah, in this time so that we can understand not Israel, okay, Lord help us because we the new Israel. Sometimes we are. With the murmuring and complaining, compromising at this time. Because when Jesus comes, just like right now today in 2023, we have to get prepared. What is the Bible? Basic instructions before leaving earth. Come on. That's what spells Bible. That's the acronym for Bible. Basic instructions before leaving earth. So you get yourself ready and prepared from Genesis to Revelation. You know, I hear a lot of Israelites and Islam, well, you know, you had the book of Torah and all of them in there and this and that. Okay, well, if God wanted it in there, he would have put it in there. You can learn about that. That's why I go back and try to read just some of that stuff as I'm led. I just ask God, give me enough so I would know the wisdom, knowledge, discernment, and understanding of what I need to know. So when they start speaking their truth, I can say, oh, yeah, I read some of that, and but God gave me this understanding on A, B, C, and X, Y, Z. So I don't need to read the whole entire book. Whatever is needed, don't you know God will provide?
Amen.
So no problems with that. So Matthew wanted Israel to consist of both the Jews and the Gentiles, but the Israels, which is the Jews, they ain't want nothing to do with us, because if you wasn't circumcised and in the way they looked at you, they said you wasn't really a part of God. Come on, help me somebody. Am I right about it, Dr. Massey? Amen? Somebody who listening. Amen, amen. Dr. Massey, you still here?
I'm here.
So, am I right about it? The Jews did, on the early scene in the early church, they did not want any of the Gentiles that was there back then, and even now, like of the word today, and in the New Testament, because we're in the new time, but we don't. A lot of people say the Old Testament done away with. No, that's not true. It's established.
Amen.
Okay. Am I confusing Dr. Massey? I'm sorry. Asking.
No.
No, I'm just saying. Do I have it right, though? I'm asking. That's the question.
Yeah, you're right on. Right on point.
Okay. I just want to know that some of my delivery is right. Okay. I'm just saying. So I thank God for that because we had to know who we are. Even in our time of growing, when you first accepted God as Lord and Savior, we didn't know nothing about God. The forefathers, which is our grandmothers, and all the people that came before us in the Bible, start with Abraham and Noah and all of them, and Joseph, they was our forefathers. They prayed for us. All of them prayed from Moses all the way up to Revelation. They was the forefathers and our great grandmothers from our lineages or our genealogy or our genes, whatever you want to call it, all that, all the above. What they are, our people, our grandmothers and grandfathers and our mothers and fathers is the people who prayed for us. We would not even have that. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So as you're moving forward, we can see here Matthew wanted the the Jews and the Gentiles to come together. And Israel didn't want that at first. The Jews didn't. They didn't. They want us to be circumcised, and they was asking those things about that. So, but when God came on the scene, hallelujah, and he was able, was getting ready to come on the scene, and they was preparing where I am, Matthew 23 and what was it, 23 and 25 or 25 and 23? I think it was 25 and 23. Let me go to 25. Yes. So Matthew wanted them to know. He talks about the wise and foolish virgins, okay? So verse 25 reads, "And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth." Do I have the right one? Let me make sure. I'm sorry, y'all. Please forgive me. Because I get excited about the word, and then I'll forget, and not intentionally, where I am. Because I start, when you start talking about Jesus, it's just the whole Holy Spirit just, I'm learning. And I will forever be learning. I love it. And I thank God for that. Amen. So I'm pulling it up because I want to make sure. So Matthew 25 and 23, so I was right. So Matthew 25 and 23, and here it is, and I was reading out the wrong scripture. It's the stewardship of the talents is what we're talking about here. And it says, "His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Make the ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." So God was just telling them, this is how God was letting them know that I'm getting you ready and you're on the scene, and your stewardship really matters, meaning how we live and what we do in today's time. Amen. So as we are moving forward, you got to look at the things that you do when you give, that you don't give grudgingly, just like I was talking about. And when you look at how God can give you these good talents, and he said, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Hallelujah. And God see your heart. You too, Pastor Tamia, if you're still here, I hope you're still here. Hallelujah. And because of your faithfulness, and you too, Dr. Tish, because of your faithfulness, even in those few things, you too, Brother Paris, because the enemy picks on you every time I see him when you begin to read the Word of God. He tries to make you talk spirit. And because you're pressing Archbishop Amasi, that's why, hallelujah, you press in your faithfulness of the few things, God is going to make thee, he said, ruler over many things. You've got those buildings, come on somebody, and because you're willing to share, hallelujah, he's going to open the door, all in his timing. It may not be what you want it to be, Dr. Masi. Don't you worry about that. What did I just tell you God said? Watch, amen. God.
Watch,
hallelujah,
God.
Watch God. Glory to his name. You don't know that he won't do it?
Oh, yes, he will.
Oh, yes, he will. Glory, glory,
yes,
glory,
he will.
Glory.
Amen.
And five, look at the numbers, 5595. Five, you got three fives in there because I'm specific on God's number because he always keeps taking me there. I'm looking and I wrote it down right here for the prayer. 5595, five is for grace. Glory to God. And you got three fives in the time. Glory to God. Now, I mean, it is finished. Glory, glory, glory. And what are we in now? We in the holy days.
It is finished.
Thank you, Lord. I'm about to see the somersault.
It is done.
And you better look at what 9 means. Glory, 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 glory. It is
finished. He already paved the way, Dr. Mazi. He paved the way for you, Hallelujah, Pastor. He paved the way for you, Dr.
Hallelujah. Come on
Hi, I was trying to call because she needs to refill a prescription to Beth Hawker.
He paid the way for you.
January 7th, 1981. 82.
You, Duval Bowers.
And it's for her depression medicine, please.
To Beth Hawker. He's going to bless your socks off, Duval. Hallelujah. And I'm thanking you.
the health of my countenance. Who is the help of our countenance, y'all? Nobody but God. And it says after that, and my God. And this is the blessed reading of the word. And then the early part of this Psalm 22 talks about how your soul thirsts for God. Hallelujah. So watch him, because you was faithful over the few things. He's going to make you ruler. Hallelujah. Over much. And when you continue, hallelujah, and your confession and forgiveness of letting people, me, I'm going through one right now. It's okay. Hallelujah. But God brought this word, and I thank him. Glory to God. So we see here in Matthew 25 and 23, your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Over the few things, God makes us ruler over many. And as we thirst for him, glory to God, and we confess in the confessions of our, of us confessing and our forgiveness of our forgiving people, hallelujah, he sends in our soul the comfort and the security, come on somebody, and hope. And this is what Psalms 40 two is about, the ending part 9 through 11, the hope waiting on God, hallelujah, in the time of our crisis. Did I just tell you, he said, watch God, hallelujah, glory to God. And you see the numbers, oh my God, he is so awesome, 55, 95. Hallelujah. 5595. 555 is 3 5s in there. That's for grace. Glory to God and mercy. Thank you, Lord. And then the 9, it is finished. How y'all receiving it, but this is what God is showing me.
Amen. And I apologize.
No, you're okay. You're okay. Thank God. Hallelujah. What he's going to do for each and every one of us. That's why no matter what, stick together like glue. You may fall all on top of one another. Ooh, you may cry, whatever. It's okay. Balance out. Keep asking when you get through that point and stuff becoming the crisis come. It's overwhelming. So you cry out to God and ask God to give you balance and pick your holy feet right back up. And take that step and keep moving forward. Amen. Watch God.
Amen.
25 and 23, your faithfulness over the, and that's the first word, the few things, the fashion of your forgiveness of your soul that he covers and gives you security. Again, hallelujah, waiting, having hope in God and waiting on God in the time of your crisis. That's it. That's what God gave me. Glory to God. May God add the blessing to his word. And may you receive glory to God. What thus saith the Lord. I don't know about y'all. I'm taking it for what it's worth. Glory. Hallelujah. And I got divine expectations. Hallelujah. That he is already done from the spirit realm to the supernatural and then to the natural. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this is the blessed reading of the word of God. Amen. And glory to God. Amen. May God bless and keep all of you. I pray that you receive what thus saith the Lord. Not Valerie, but thus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Tom, and God, this morning, up until right now. You know.
Amen.
Woo! Glory. Oh, yes. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's why.
Awesome God we serve.
Yes, my God. Ooh, he got up. Y'all, he got up.
Yes!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Glory! He got up. He got up.
All power in his hands. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Come on, Pastor. Yeah, God.
He's alive, alive forevermore. Hallelujah!
Glory.
Let me share something with y'all. When we look at and he said it is finished and it is done, because we belong to him, hallelujah. We put on his example, hallelujah, somebody. Now, he didn't just save you just to save you, amen. He gave us all a gift and talent, and he called us according to his purpose and plan for each and every one of our lives.
Hallelujah.
That for such a time as this, hallelujah, where we know, hallelujah, in our Noah, amen, that we know that God has brought us from and where he is taking us to. We're just trusting and believing in the and by faith, the just shall live by faith. Come on here. Now,
yes,
he said that the wicked ones will soon, that time will soon come down. Hallelujah.
That's it.
It's coming to an end. Hallelujah. But we want to reign with Jesus forever.
Hallelujah.
And ever.
Hallelujah.
Jesus reigns forever. And ever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus reigns forever. And ever.
It is finished.
In our lives. Hallelujah. He is in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
People don't like the Christ in us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They think if they know when they see us, they're going to see him in us. They're going to see him in us. Hallelujah.
They're
going to see us in him.
Come on now.
Witness. He said, you're going to see me in them. Come on, son.
Amen.
I think God just said something right there.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Whoever you got a call in the family.
Yes.
God says,
not his say. He says, forgive them.
Thank you, God. Yeah.
He says, Father, forgive them. They kind of bullshit.
Hallelujah.
They know not.
Go ahead, we're going to come right back. I want y'all to be ready.
that is doing the work in each and every one of you today.
Amen.
What you go to speak is not going to be you speaking. It's going to be God speaking through you. Hallelujah. And everything that in your presence, hallelujah, has to bow down to the Christ in you.
Amen.
In the fourth, readily at, and whatever. God said, praise me wherever you are. Don't be ye ashamed. You be ye ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you. So if you're afraid to talk about Jesus in public, come on now. Y'all better open up your mouth and know who you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there ain't nobody like him.
Nobody. Nobody.
Was he afraid when he bared that cross for you? Come on, and he wasn't afraid. He stood the test.
Yeah.
Are you standing the test today? What are you doing for Jesus today? Who is you telling about Jesus today? So many people are lost. So many people are discouraged. Some people have lost hope, lost faith. But what is God using you to do to bring that brother and sister back to
Jesus is risen!
Amen.
He probably looking at me like, what in the world? He's alive! Yes!
Because if they only knew,
tell
them why he's alive and why you are alive.
Now we got to tell him he's alive. Jesus.
What did he do? He just didn't bear a cross.
Watch God. Watch God.
Come on now.
Watch God.
When he spoke, amen, come on here, the demons came out of people. He just spoke it. That's the type of power he gives us. Hallelujah. When we see a demon, amen, they got to come out and bow down to the name of Jesus.
Tell him, let me tell him, Jesus is alive. Amen.
Tell them about him.
Jesus is alive.
You sit up there and say, honk. Don't be ashamed. And we could put a sign out there and say, honk for Jesus. Hey, that's what people need to be honking for, not for man.
Yes. Amen and amen. I'm not to cut you off, keep on praising them. I'm going to close us out because I want to try to get all these little things done. Because, oh, my goodness, what a time. And God, don't forget, watch God.
Watch God.
Faithful.
And watch him work.
Watch God. Stay faithful
over little.
With
come
your
on.
Few things. Oh, Lord. And
the
hope.
He will make you over many. He said many.
Amen. Yes, yes, he's alive.
Yes,
I thank God for all of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With your right hand raised so I can release us. Dr. Massey, do you have anything you want to say before I pray us out?
Got to tell all of them over there, too.
Just want to thank everyone for total agreement in the project that will literally, it's a building fund that once we raise, you know, every penny, we're debt-free. I mean, completely debt-free. We owe no man. And, you know, God, you know, you give unto God something, he's going to give you so much increase. It's just ridiculous, you know. Just do the simple math. Everybody knows simple basic math, $55.95 times 125,112 individuals. Well, to get to that, we need 1 million. You know, 1,500,000, you know, reaching out. A 10% is all God is asking for, right? And that 10% give us $7 million. It's a ridiculous amount of money, right? But when we pay the bill, when I put my name on that contract, amen, we're debt-free the day I put my name on that contract. That's like, look at God. Only God can do something like that. And so when you see me doing this, I need you all to take notes. Because you can do the same thing, too. There's duplication of what God has already done. When God said in his word, well, if you're going to build a house, count all the costs. All the costs is counted, y'all. It's all in there. It's like progressive soup. And you can do this, too. All right? You're going to have your own house. You're going to have your own apartment complex. I've been sharing this stuff. God has opened up the door. And we'll owe no man. Amen? God has given me the vision to make 42 million African American owners of their own house, their own crib, y'all. I mean, and it's not impossible. There's 42 million African American, even the babies that's just born, we're going to do it. So for me to do this, right, and get the help, and then also make everybody healthy with the herbal, you know, the herbal stuff that God gave me, the stuff works. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. This is God all over here. And oh, and no man, nothing. This is for your children, children, for 10,000 generations. And don't let anybody take that property from you once you've acquired it in Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Go on back. Oh, my God. It is finished. The seven last words of Jesus Christ. It is finished. It's one of them. Amen. Turn it back to you, Dr. Seabury and Dr. Wilson. Thank you, guys. Dr. If everybody's listening, God bless you all. Paris and Jimmy and Pastor T. Thank you. Pastor Tania. God bless you all.
Yes. Amen. Amen to God be the glory for the great things, y'all. Let us raise our right hand. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for everything. Both of them, that's good. We thank God for all that has transpired today. And we just thank the Lord. And I just thank him because being faithful, y'all, means a lot. That'll bring you more than what money can even buy.
Amen.
Come on. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. To God be the glory. Amen. And glory to God.
Amen.
You are now released. God bless you. God keep you. God cover each and every one of you. What a wonderful time that I had with y'all this morning, with God and with you all. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for support. Thank you for liking me, for loving me. Thank you for just being here. Thank you, all of you, Dr. Massey, Pastor Tamir, Dr. Tish, Brother Paris, Brother Jimmy. Continue to be blessed in God, Lala and Yaku. God bless you, children. Amen.
Amen.
And glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Thank you, guys. Love you.
God.
Talk to y'all in a few. And
amen.
Amen. Dr. Massey. Amen. God bless you, too. Thank you so much. God bless. Amen.